significant statement. The second, that there is no due process of law to protect the property rights of the Halkominum to its ancestral lands. Now that one ought to shock you. You know, you would think that in Canada, that in fact there is an effective due process of law. We've got courts, we've got judges, we've got lawyers. But the commission said no, they were not satisfied that there was in fact an effective due process of law. They stated the Canadian court cases on Aboriginal title do not seem to provide any reasonable expectations of success because Canadian jurisprudence has not obligated the state, that is Canada, to set boundaries, to demarcate, and record title deeds to lands of Indigenous peoples. And therefore, in the case of the Halkominum, those remedies would not be effective under recognized general principles of international law. So the Inter-American Commission agreed with us. They agreed that there's a serious problem in Canada. And they said that they would move forward with our case to the next stage. So the next stage was the hearing on the merits. And we have concluded our arguments on the merits. Canada has concluded their arguments on the merits, and we're now waiting for a decision. So what the commission said is that they're going to assess this on the basis of the following human rights violations. And these are human rights violations under the Inter-American system on human rights. So primarily the Declaration on the Rights and Duties of Man. They said that that's a treaty. That's an international treaty, and that Canada has international obligations under that treaty to observe these rights. The right to equality. And Lawyers Rights Watch did a great job of putting forward arguments on the issue of the right to equality. They demonstrated in their arguments how, you know, the government recognizes the rights of non-First Nations people to property, recognizes their title deeds, but does not do the same for First Nations people. The right to profess, manifest, and practice a religious faith. This is in relation to a very specific Halkominum issue. In our culture, our ancestors are very much a part of the culture. They make part of the fabric of our culture. Many, many obligations that people have to their ancestors. And, you know, so the dead become very much a part of the living people's beliefs. And one of the real strong teachings is that you do not disturb the place where the dead are put to rest. And in our territory, one of the big issues is the fact that in development, many, many, many places are being disturbed on a regular basis. And we have fought on that issue. We have said, why is it that the government of British Columbia recognizes and in fact has a law, the Cemeteries Act, that prohibits people from engaging in activities that disturb burial places to the point where you can't even, you know, you can't discharge a firearm, you can't ride a motor vehicle in there, you can't play games in there or anything. And in fact, if anybody disturbs a cemetery, there's a fairly large backlash. You'll recall, you know, when people went in and tipped those headstones over. You know, people were upset about that. We said, well, we deserve the same respect. We deserve the same respect about our people that are buried. But the government does not recognize that. So that's one of the rights that we brought forward. The right to culture. The right to property. So the Inter-American Commission is in the process right now of assessing whether Canada has in fact breached our rights. If they have breached our human rights, then how will that get rectified? This is the first case from Canada to make it this far. I believe ours is the first case that's been brought forward dealing with Indigenous land rights. And now, you know, we simply are waiting on a decision. And we hope that we'll have a decision soon, but we don't know. We don't know how soon that will come. So, in terms of next steps, you know, implementation is going to be a vital part of this. If there's a positive decision from the Inter-American Commission, if in fact they say, yes, we agree that there in fact has been a violation of Halkomina people's rights, and the Inter-American Commission has already made rulings on Indigenous land rights from Nicaragua, from Belize, from Paraguay, in other countries, primarily in Latin America, and in very similar situations to the one that the Halkomina find themselves in. In one of the cases, I think it was the Saramaki case, they said that, you know, if a state confiscates Indigenous people's lands, which we say they did, they have an international obligation. They either have to return those lands, or they have to replace those lands, or they have to make compensation for those lands. That's their international legal obligation. So if Canada, if the Inter-American Commission makes a positive ruling in our favor, then it will be up to Canada to implement it. And as I say, they could decide to ignore it. They could decide that they're not going to comply because they have no mechanisms of implementation. So as Canadians, I think what you need to understand is that in terms of human rights and human rights obligations under the international legal system, Canada does not have any effective mechanisms to implement that. There's no Canadian legislation to implement the Declaration on the Rights and Duties of Man. So it all becomes very much a question of discretion of the government in power. And the protection of human rights in Canada becomes a question of the discretion of the government in power. They could decide, you know, to violate whatever human rights. If in fact they can ignore the Hulk, you know, if Halkomina people get a positive decision and choose to ignore it, then presumably they could choose to ignore anybody's human rights. Again, we have Amnesty International and other human rights organizations that are supporting us. We have other human First Nations supporting us. But we feel that it is necessary to build the knowledge of and the credibility of the Inter-American Commission. The comments that we got from the government to one of our chiefs is, what are you doing appearing before that obscure group in Washington? So, you know, what we're trying to do through sessions like this is to make it very difficult for Canada to simply ignore a decision. The more educated the public is, the more educated the law profession is, the more educated the judges are, the more educated the lawyers are, the more educated the organizations that have an interest in human rights are, the better the prospect of having a proper implementation of any decision. And so, you know, that's why we've committed ourselves to doing these type of forums. So any information, for further information, we have a website. We have two websites, www.holcomunum.bc.ca and www.htg-humanrights.bc.ca. And we're also on Facebook under Holcomunum Treaty. So that is really what we're trying to accomplish, why we've gone outside of Canada, why we're seeking justice elsewhere, and some of the issues that we're trying to bring forward. So I guess with that, I think there's probably time for questions, and I'm not sure how much time we have.